Random thought. There's no privacy if I'm paying for it.
Whoa. Can't wait to hear what this one's about. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, episode 111. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review. So, random thought here. There's no privacy if I'm paying for it. The reason why I ask, there's this mother in North Carolina. When her kids were about 11, she went in the habit of taking their kids' phones at night when they go to bed. And because that way she didn't want them up all night, you know, just on the internet, not getting good sleep.
Smart.
But then she would look through their phones.
Wait a minute.
And just kind of just to make sure that things are okay. Just checking what they're watching, what they're looking at. Now, as the kids have gotten older, she still does it. And some other parents were like, you know, giving her shit about what happened to privacy and all that. And her mindset, there's no privacy if I'm paying for it. If I'm paying the bill, there's no privacy. And her concern is, yeah, you want your kids to have some freedom, mm-hmm. but the internet's dangerous. And so she wants to like watch what her kids are posting. She caught that her son was sending some pictures of himself to another young lady. And she quickly corrected that behavior. Because what these kids don't realize is just because you put it out there doesn't mean it goes away. So I commend this mom for doing
that. Wait a minute though. What kind of pictures was he sending? Were they nude pictures or shirtless pictures? Because, you know, male nipples are very different than female nipples.
They were shirtless, but it's a slippery slope. It starts out with a shirtless pic. Then it's like, hey, what's that happy trail? You got hair down there too? It can escalate.
Well, that escalated quickly. No, you know, and you're absolutely right in the fact that you do have to protect your kids because there are predators online, right? There are too many sick individuals before there was the internet who used to prey on these kids in school, especially these men in their mid-20s and late-20s hanging around high schools and dating high school chillies. What is wrong with you? Y'all need to jail immediately. However, as you're raising these young adults, right? Because that's what teens are. Teens are young adults. They're becoming adults. Mm-hmm. And you're teaching them their independence. You've got to work on a level of respect and trust in that space. Now, if you don't trust them, yes, stay in them goddamn phones all the time. Matter of fact, you get to use your phone between 10 and 11 at daytime. And, oh, yeah, you're in school, so never mind. You don't get to use your phone. but if you've built up this level of trust with them, then you should trust what's in their phone. And let's be honest. These kids are tech savvy. Kids are teaching. This is a 41-year-old woman, right? I'm not mm-hmm. saying that she's technologically illiterate, but these kids have been walking around with iPads since they could walk. So, therefore, they know the ins and outs of technology. They can hide what they want from their mom on their phones. He just forgot to delete those damn pictures. That's what happened. He forgot mm-hmm. Disappearing messages. When he was sending that picture, he forgot the disappearing messages.
See, I don't even know what the disappearing messages are. I don't know what that feature is. Mm-hmm. But here's where I challenge what you're saying. I get that they earn a level of trust.
Yes.
And you should be able to let them have that. But I also believe you get what you inspect, not what you expect. I think you can do some spot checks on them. Even they're the saintly kid, because all it takes is a kid to send the wrong tweet, the wrong text, the wrong something, and it could potentially ruin their life. Their collegiate career could be over because they thought they were just being funny. And sometimes as a parent, you got to say, hey, what the hell? Imagine if the girl from University of Kentucky that was calling the other girl the N-word, imagine if her family would just spot checked her text messages and her social media every now and then. Maybe she wouldn't have gotten to this situation.
Yeah. Something tells me
she wouldn't have got caught. Let's just say that. She wouldn't have got caught. She still would feel how she felt, but she wouldn't have got caught at least. But I do think there's nothing wrong with parents just spot checking. I'm not saying go through every single text message, but
that's where I draw the line right there. See, going through every single thing. I here's the thing. I love the idea that this mother is like, okay, bedtime, turn your phones in. We're going to treat this like a Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock or Kevin Hart comedy show. Give me your phones. We're going to put them in these bags until I unlock them in the morning. You don't get them. Why? Because kids will sit there, you know, because adults will sit there on the phone. It's time to go. I got an early meeting in the morning. Hour later, man, I got to go to sleep. The next hour later, man, I really need to go. I'm going to be tired as hell in the morning. And an hour later, you know, it's imagine the kids on their phones like that, right? And you got to think about what China has done. And it's not saying that we need to be like China, but there was this story on 60 Minutes about the Chinese version of TikTok. It's not what we have here in America, right? Mm-hmm. And it's more educational, showing, you know, it sounds really boring, actually.
At certain age levels, 14 years and younger, is mainly educational stuff that pops up into their feed.
Right.
Yeah.
And it has a limit, a time limit, a 40-minute time limit that you can be on the app. So while the way the guy put it on 60 Minutes, it's like they kept the spinach version in China and shipped the opium to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
It's the blue magic.
Yeah, it's the blue magic. But it's so true that kids can be on their phones, on their devices, mm-hmm. just constantly going through whatever. But I'm not even thinking about kids up playing games all night or going down a rabbit hole of TikTok. I'm thinking about people who are being bullied on social media.
Yes.
If you were to like look at their phones, you can mm-hmm. see, okay, wow, this person got 10 DMs of mm-hmm. people calling saying my daughter stinks, you know, at school. I need to get into this because this could actually blow up and be something big. You can see if your child is bullying somebody else, you know, or if your kids are sending explicit stuff, if you're, you know, teenager and their youth, they're going through their hormones and their physical curiosities. We share pictures, and when we're young, we're stupid. We did it, and there was luckily no internet, but we did it.
Now you got to go kick in the door, waving the 4-4.
Yeah, I'm just like, I would want to know if my kids are like into this type of stuff. So I still see this as more of a positive than a negative. If my kid just winds up being mad at me because dad don't trust me, and that's all it is, great. Do that. Be mad.
To be fair, my mom didn't allow me, even through my junior and senior year, which I did here in the States, just go hang out at the mall. Because she's like, there's nothing good that comes out of a young black boy hanging out in the mall ever, right?
I would challenge that. I had a lot of fun hanging out at the mall.
I'm sure you did, you little heathen. There's a lot of trouble to get into. I mean, not saying that when I got to college, I didn't get into it anyway. But the point is that, you know, there are things that she kind of tried to keep me from that I go, yeah, okay, cool, I get it. At the same time, I have no problem with the spot checking. I have a problem, and what it sounds like from this woman's tactics is that every night she goes through their stuff. And I'm like, that's like, you're in jail, you're sending mail out. The warden's going to read it. The mail comes in, the warden's going to read it. And it's like, what are you running? An imprisonment camp or a house?
I would challenge that because in the article, she doesn't say every night I'm going through their phones. She did say that,
but she didn't say that
I take their phones.
She didn't say that she didn't, though. Yeah, so
but
therefore,
she didn't say that she did. So we're making a huge assumption. She said every night I take their phones. Some nights she just might be tired. She's going to bed. I'll check on their phones on Thursday. But she takes their phone every night, but she doesn't say that she like combs through it line by line every night. She's not doing that.
What if she picks up the wrong phone and goes to xvideos.com?
And sees a picture of her kid? Videos of her kids?
No, just looking for her own pleasure and picks up the wrong phone.
Well, hopefully she's smart enough to delete history, clear that part out of the search. I do know how to do that.
Well, kudos. There's one for the old folks. You know, somebody who wished they could clear history as we get into For the Love of Sports. The Crypt Keeper, a.k.a. Jerry Jones, owner, operator, you know, plantation owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. This picture came out of nowhere. I'm like, first of all, one, is it a real picture? Come to find out it is. Mm-hmm. And then there was a big to-do because he is at, it's not the North Little Rock High School, which a lot of people thought it was. It's actually at a high school just up the street you know, just a little bit up the street. They didn't get the same highlights. So he wasn't on the news pictures, but he was in this picture where they were trying to deny integration of schools. There's some black students who are trying to attend school, and they're out there, you know, basically saying, no, I'm sorry, you may not attend our school in the nicest way possible.
So I saw this. And here's just my thoughts on it. When I saw it, I'm like, okay, is it possible that old white Jerry Jones, you know, 50, 60 years ago was racist?
65 years. Sure. He was very clear to point that out. It was 65 years ago.
Okay. Is it possible he was racist 65 years ago?
Shit, he's racist now.
Now, is it possible he could still be a racist in a way? Just because he has black players on his team doesn't make him not. Look at... what's his name? The owner of, was it the Clippers?
Donald Sterling, yes.
Yeah, Donald Sterling. Yeah, he had a lot of black employees. He didn't like them. But he had a lot of them.
He had black tenants. He didn't like them either.
Yeah, he didn't like them. But, you know, he was going to let them in. So I saw that. I was like, okay, now I wonder where people are going to go with this.
Oh, boy.
And immediately, all these people that were like, Jerry Jones should be... you know, he shouldn't have a team. I'm like, just cut the bullshit. All that is ridiculous. That's there. Now, the only thing I don't like about this picture and Jerry Jones in his interviews after this came out is all he had to say was, you know, that was a different day and time. And, you know, if I can go back and talk some sense into that kid 65 years ago and tell him what he's doing is wrong, I would. You know, and it was a different day and age. He never once... says, hey, you know, my bad, shouldn't have been there.
Okay.
It's just like, yeah, that was a long time ago. I was 15.
Which was less surprising? The fact that he was there or the fact that he didn't say, you know, I was wrong for being there? Which was less surprising? Because to me, it's like, I'm not surprised that he was there. And I'm not surprised that he's just like, you know, dancing around, Cupid shuffling around, a doggone apology. He's like, you know what? I am Terrell in this one. I am just Terrell, and I am not going to get on this apology tour. Look, y'all gonna shut up. You're gonna buy these goddamn tickets to this Dallas Cowboys. You're gonna come sit in Jerry Land, and you're gonna enjoy yourself and watch my. you're gonna watch my employees.
You know, it's. To me, it's more surprising that he didn't say anything because no one is surprised that he could have been there at that day and age. A lot of people were a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally possible. What surprises me that, you know, I'm sure he has a PR team that's like, hey, all you got to do is just say this. I typed it up for you. It's three sentences. Just say this.
I ain't reading this shit.
And then he asked the next question. Instead, you could get up there. Well, you know, that was a different time, you know, and. I didn't know what I was going there for. I just happened to walk up. Like he was just walking to school. You know, like in your middle school, high school, you see like a big crowd of people. You think fight. So you want to run up and see what's going on. He's making it sound like I was just walking, minding my business, going to class. And I saw all these people. And I was just like, what's going on over here?
The thing about it is you can tell the idiotic Cowboy fans in the comment sections because they're the ones that are like, well, I mean, you know, think about it. When a fight happens, does it mean you condone the fight? No, everybody goes towards the fight. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, he's just a bystander, and all bystanders matter. So,
and now, Stephen A. Smith, who always laughs at the Cowboys, gets on TV on First Take and defends Jerry Jones and said that he shouldn't have to apologize for it. Now, I know people want to see this list, this 5, 6, 7 thing list that, you know, like Kyrie Irving had to do. They want things taken away from him like they were from Kanye. What does Stephen A. Smith do? He jumps up and goes, after condemning everybody else, he backs up good old Jerry Jones on this one. Well, you know, he was 14. We'll let it go. I'm not mad at him for that. I'm not mad at him for being there. I'm not surprised he was there. But at least lie to me and tell me you thought it was something else.
No. I have no issue with him being there. And I don't think he should apologize for being there. Mm-hmm. Because in the 60s, there was a mindset in the South. So,
50s, even worse.
Okay, in the 50s, there's a mindset in the South. So he was the only one that felt that way.
Exactly.
I get it. But there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, looking back, knowing what I know now, looking back at that, mm-hmm. that was dumb.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we've progressed as a nation and we're in a much better place. If I could go talk some sense into that 15-year-old, I'd tell him, hey, take your ass to class and mind your business. Anyway, next question. And he could just all washed away, because what are you going to say to that? What is a reporter going to like try to counter? Because they're trying to ask him gotcha questions. There's no gotcha if you just say, yeah, I was there. It's crazy time back then.
Until they ask the real question, like, so Jerry, then why was it so wrong? Well, because, I mean, think about it. If it was still desegregated, imagine what my Cowboys team would look like with all white players.
We'd be getting killed with all the white players.
Oh, my God. You know, somebody who was forced to apologize was this Florida Gators. Well, he was, then he wasn't. Quarterback? What happened here?
So, Florida Gators has a four-star quarterback named Marcus Stokes. He was supposed to start with Florida next year, 2023 season. Well, he lost his scholarship because there was a video went around. He pretty much...
It's always a video.
He did a selfie video of himself, and it's a rap song.
Oh, self-inflicted.
The lyric says, welcome back, N-word, pretty much. And he's just he says the lyric, and that's it. Short little clip. Well, that went viral. And because of that, he lost a scholarship. He had to go on the apology tour and all that stuff. I've learned a lot. I didn't mean I hurt people and all that. And I'm watching this, and I'm just like, I don't see the big deal. It's a lyric. It'd be one thing if there were a bunch of black students coming to class, and as he passes them, says, hey, welcome back, in words. That's different.
That would be very different. He's singing a lyric.
If I go to the music store and I hear a white guy say, can I get that single, Niggas in Paris? I'm not going to be like, oh, what did you just say? It's a song.
So what if he is actually standing at the front of the school as they're coming into the school and he's playing the song and he's singing the lyrics? Does that work the same too then?
It's a song.
Stop it.
it's a song that the lyric is in the song. Now, if you change the lyric to the N-word for your own self-pleasure, that's racist. That's wrong.
Where did he go to school? Is he at Mormon High School in Utah? Because guarantee you, as the quarterback, you are de facto leader of the team. You're the captain of the team, more than likely, right? You're the leader of the offense, regardless of whether you're the star player or not. As the quarterback, you are the leader of that when that team is on an offense, right? I guarantee his teammates. He's got black teammates. Now, we know people like to pass along, give along the pass, like, here, you can say it. You can say it. You can say it. You're cool.
And that's why do black people sound like Mickey Mouse in your world?
Because that's what they look like when they say that stupid shit. That's exactly what happens. That's what they sound like. Matter of fact, they sound more like Deck of Death.
Hey, Manny, come in here and make a brother a sandwich. With your fine ass.
Leave on them shoes. Velvet bow lyrics. But, I mean, so to be fair now, and this is why the apology had to happen, and you can kind of understand why Florida would do it, because the backlash they would get. And it's all about, protecting the brand at the end of the day. He's going to get picked up somewhere else, and he's going to go somewhere else, and he'll be fine. Nick Bosa, when he got drafted, people pulled up his old drafts, his old tweets of him, being against gay marriage, and he was drafted by San Francisco. All right, well, you know, he was about to face some shit when he went there. Well, he made his apology, said, I did that when I was a kid. And he was just such a, yeah, whatever, I'm good. That's not me anymore. I'm on. You know, the thing that Jerry Jones should have said but didn't. Here's what this kid did. I learned I need to move forward. He'll be fine. So should he have gotten this punishment? It's a teaching moment. Don't record yourself and do that, because we know you're sick of it when you're in a car by yourself.
But what lesson did he learn? It's just like, don't record it and post it.
Yeah,
but I
pretty
can still
much,
keep
yes.
singing all the lyrics I want to.
Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like this is a... I don't like where this goes. If you have an artist that makes a song, with lyrics, and another person sings those lyrics, why are they held accountable for that? It's a lyric to a song.
Until black people, black artists, learn to stop using the lyrics, you can't be mad at other people saying them. Let's be honest. Because when, and here's why I said this. Because it's the fans that get upset. It's the people that get upset, right? You know what the artist does when they're at their concert? That's 95% white. And how do they know it? Because they can look out in the crowd and all they see is white faces. And oh, there's a chocolate chip. There's a chocolate chip. There's a chocolate chip. That's all they see. And when they pop down, what are they singing? The lyrics. And they know it. They only get mad when Kendrick Lamar got mad because the white girl got on stage and rapped his lyrics. Oh, you can't say that. Why? I was saying it in the crowd. You didn't have a problem.
Yeah, it's your lyric. So when I was with Applebee's, I was opening up a store in Oxford, Mississippi. Mississippi enough, right? So I get out to Oxford, check into the hotel, and I'm like, let me go check out the town because it's a college town. They have a square and all that. So I went just walking around and I hear hip hop blasting some club. And I'm like, okay, let me go check this out. See this big black guy that's a bouncer handing my ID. I walk in, it's wall-to-wall white kids, blonde hair, blue-eyed, having a ball, and then the song by C. Murder and Snoop comes on, you know, F the mother, N-words, right? And I was just like, I'm curious, what's going to happen? Because I'm like the only black guy outside the bouncer that's in there. And these kids are just in each other's, fuck the mother, and they're just singing the lyrics like they wrote it. And I was just like, interesting. Now, I wasn't offended. Just because they're in Oxford, Mississippi and went to Ole Miss, are they racist? Probably. But not really. I can't say that. But just because I can't make that assumption that they had
no
malicious intent besides behind singing a lyric. So if the artist makes the lyric, you can't get mad when people sing it and rap it.
Let's be honest. You made an executive decision at that moment. Am I going to fight all these folks in here right now? Or am I going to be like, you know what? Fuck their mother.
I'm right along with y'all. Yeah.
You know, I saw this pop up just the other day, right? And the last time I heard from Lamar Odom, he had a dream that he was playing basketball with Kobe. I wish this is what we're still talking about today, because he believes that the Phoenix Sun mascot is racist because the mascot is a gorilla. You know the gorilla. You've seen him for years. Remember back when Dan Marley used to play Thunder Dan and all that? You know, the gorilla used to jump off the trampoline and do all these high flying dunks and all this other stuff, right? Very acrobatic, right? He says, gorillas in the desert, you can't find any. And then at some point later, he ends up pointing out, here's why he also says it's racist, because Phoenix is the last city, which actually I think he really means Arizona is the last state to recognize Martin Luther King Day as a holiday. So he's saying the state as a whole is racist, and therefore the gorilla as the mascot of a basketball team, which has mostly black players, is inherently racist, using a gorilla.
This is where I want to look at Lamar and be like, hey, hold that thought, Lamar. Didn't you used to like laying opium dens all fucked up? Was that you?
Okay. It was him.
Just checking. So that's crazy. And I think that's just, you know, maybe all the drug use that he's done. That logic makes no sense. When Phoenix started to honor MLK Day compared to the basketball team are two separate issues. And then to say there's no gorillas in the desert. So thus, they must be racist. Just because they used a gorilla?
I love the comment section, though. Ain't no Grizzlies in Memphis. Ain't no Wizards in Washington. Ain't no Raptors in Toronto. But all right. But then somebody else who's taken Lamar's side said, you know, how the F you got a gorilla for a team that's called the Suns? Now, that's a better question as to why is the gorilla the mascot when the team is called the Suns? It is not the Phoenix Gorillas.
No, it's not. It's the Phoenix Suns. And I mean, look at Bama and the elephant. Look at Auburn Tigers and the eagle.
You know, there's so many jokes about that elephant, but I'm going to leave it alone, especially if we're still in the South. I'm going to leave it alone. Yeah. As we move on to this bullshit, there was this video that popped up, right, in Mexico, of a tourist climbing a Mayan temple. And at first, you see this person coming down and starts dancing at the top. And it sounds like people are cheering them on until you really listen. You hear the boos as well. And as they get to the bottom, you realize they're the only person there. There's a guide going up trying to get this person down. There's a fence around the temple, right? And so people start jeering. And you realize this person's ducking stuff. People start throwing stuff at this woman as she's coming off the temple. And as they're walking her out, they're pouring water on her. They're calling her an asshole. They're calling her all kind of stuff. This woman just decided to take it upon herself. I can go where I want to.
So, and this is a woman, I believe, that she's a national. So she kind of lives. I thought this was like some Karen, and I don't think it is. But
it's a Mexican Karen, yes.
Right, but this just goes to show people doing stupid stuff for the gram. Because that's why she did it. She ran up there. You're not supposed to be on that property. Mm-hmm. It's a well-known thing. And I think it's disrespectful.
Very.
Right? I mean, it's like going to the cemetery of the unknown soldier. Mm-hmm. Right? Going to his grave and then just dancing around it. Mm-hmm. You don't do that. You know? And so she runs up there and does her little dance and waves. And then a surprise. And everybody's all pissed and attacking her. She's just doing it for likes. So I hope that she gets prosecuted, whatever that they do in the Mexico jail system. But yeah, it's just totally wrong what she did. And she just did it for selfish reasons.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because if Mexican Twitter is like Black Twitter, they're going to find everything out about her. They're going to post it and she's going to go through hell. Like, and even probably the Mayan curse will be like, you know what? We don't need to do anything. They got it covered.
The cartel will be like, hey, we got this. I know what we're doing here is wrong, but you got to respect our monuments and temples.
There are plenty of pyramids you can climb all around the country. Why you choose right. this one that you can't? And you say, oh, I paid to come here, so therefore I can go. I pay taxes, so I can go up the, any temple I want to.
Yeah, well, you paid to fuck around. Now you're about to find out. Once they come get you. But that's just ridiculous. So I think anybody that does something like that is just very disrespectful. I get that you want to do some fun things, but there's just certain things that... you know, there's certain things that you don't play games with.
Right.
And I think for that, what she did was very disrespectful to the people that live there.
She's obviously never watched an Indiana Jones movie ever in her life because there's no way that I'm being the first person stepping into any temple anywhere, any pyramid anywhere. The guide's got to step first and I'm stepping where the guide steps just to make sure. So if they say you can't go in there, I'm like, I'm not even going to ask why. I'm just not going to do it. Matter of fact, let me just back up a couple feet.
Yeah, what you think? Black Adam's gonna come out?
She's like, I saw the movie. I know what happens next.
I saw the movie. He's here. He's in here. I know it.
I came to see The Rock. Oh, man. Hey, don't forget, we're gonna be back next Monday. And here's the thing about it. So we're actually getting ready because Terrell said it a couple episodes ago that when we get back for Married at First Sight in the new year, that'll be what, end of January? When we start that up again, we're gonna do a couple episodes live. Some of those we're going to do live. So as we get ready for that, we're also going to do a couple live episodes as we get into December just to, you know, get some test runs out of the way because we like to, you know, test drive before we buy. Yeah. So next Monday, we're gonna do what? 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central?
Yes.
All right, so we'll be doing a live then. So next episode, episode 112, our first live episode. I know some folks have always been asking, like, when are we gonna go live? And so that's the first one. Episode 112 next Monday, December 5th.
Yeah, I'm excited. Let's see how this goes. And I've promised Yanni I will not drink whiskey mm-hmm. while we do the lives, because those who've seen,
no whiskey,
you know, you know.
No whiskey, no edibles. No coffee.
It's water.
Because, you know, coffee has a way of just doing things to different people. Hold on, we'll be right back. Son of a bitch. What happened? They just started. See, those are the things you can edit out.
Yeah. No editing this time around, so.
Oh, boy.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, we'll do whiskey after the show.